Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, just having a very enlightening and informative and important discussion with Dr. Nick Begich. He's been on with us for about 40 minutes now. But he'll be with us for the balance of the broadcast, and he's such a gentleman that during my hyperventilating and freaking out about the New World Order, because, I mean, I'm like a cornered animal, folks. I see what it is. I study it. I can't believe how evil these people are. I can't believe they operate at this level, how selfish and wicked they are. I've been so busy being bombastic, and we haven't even given you Dr. Begich's website, and later, come up in a few minutes, we'll tell you about some of his books and videos that are excellent. But Dr. Begich, before we take some calls, tell us about your websites.
Sure. We have our website is earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-C, earthpulse.com. And we have a number of articles there, essays there. People are free to take those articles and essays, reproduce them, get them out to the folks. They cover a lot of the issues that we've covered over the years. We also have two new DVDs that are being promoted there, a special on one on mind control technologies and one on technologies in the 21st century. You know, we can also tell folks there's a toll-free number if folks aren't accessing the Internet, and that's 888-690-1277. Again, that's 888-690-1277.
And you've sent me those videos. I haven't watched them yet, but I have seen some of your past films. They're excellent. And, of course, I've read two of your fine books as well. And coming up in the next segment that all the stations carry, we'll have you plug that website and phone number again. But give us that website.
The website is EarthPulse, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com. And the number of articles, take a look at those and get those out to folks.
We're about to go to calls, but what are some of the other issues? I mean, I got a stack of news here I want to get your comments on today, but what are some of the other issues you want to talk about in this hour, Dr. Begich?
Well, I think if we can stay to the current events, I think that's what people are interested in today. You know, maybe we can schedule again in the future and cover some of these other topics, but I think the current events of what's happening with the economy as it's affecting, you know, not just this catastrophe in the Southeast, but when you look at this war in Iraq and Afghanistan and what it's done to the price of materials and basic commodities in the country, this is only going to add a tremendous burden to the average.
By the way, did you know that in adjusted dollars it's already more expensive than World War One, and will be more expensive in 1 year than World War Two?
You know, I can certainly believe that. And when you look at, you know, when you look at its impact on the average person's life, it has not been felt yet. I mean,
well, this is what happens, though, when you have a no-bid war. If there were bids, I bet you'd be a third as much.
Absolutely. But look who's benefiting. Once again,
but I mean, look at that corruption, though. We're just not going to have bids. Robert in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Robert. Okay, I guess Robert isn't there. Who should I go to next? Okay, that's fine. Who should I go to next? Christy in Missouri. Go ahead, Christy.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Christy.
Fortunately, I evacuated New Orleans 7 years ago, but unfortunately, everybody in my family is now homeless and without a job. I grew up along the 17th Street Canal, and they have kind of, within the last 2 years, they've actually been working on that canal and reinforcing it with steel pylons, I guess you'd say. And I don't really even know how it happened because they were pretty much complete with the renovation, I would think.
That's not what I've read, Dr. Begich.
Well, you know, I had heard that they had completed a major section, and that was actually the section that failed. You know, and this was supposed to be the super fortified, you know, stuff that they were doing down there, and it was ineffective. And, you know, the reality is, you know, we're estimating what, you know, what these impacts are. We didn't even have it straight on as they had expected, and this levee was not engineered to handle it. And apparently, you know, another federal project that just flat didn't work.
I got more.
Yeah, stay there, Christy. We'll get your comment on the other side. Thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Robert and Jason and Myron and Jim and everybody else. But why didn't we hire the Dutch, the people that know what they're doing? We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, not everybody are leaders. People who try to listen to talk radio, try to read the newspaper, try to be informed, even though most of them are misinformed or disinformed, they are still leaders. They're attempting to be informed. Instinctively, they know information is power. They're involved. I really feel sorry for the general public that I talk to, but really that they don't even account in the equation, because they don't know how many states there are, who the vice president is, the three branches of government, where Iraq is on a map. But they've sure got their comment, you know, on whether they're for or against it. Having a population that is more dumbed down than you normally would in society is such a dangerous thing, because it allows criminals and elites to abuse and use you out there. And history shows there's no end to the level of abuse that these politicians and that these leaders will carry out against you. And you know, one example of all of this that is pretty simple and isn't even one of the most egregious examples, but it's something that you all know about, is that no bids have been allowed in the last 3 years on the eve of the Gulf War, too, and now during the occupation. Now, in no free market country's history, I mean, even in England, hundreds of years ago, they had bids for, you know, supplying the Navy and the Army. That's a free market system. And people, you know, a lord who had voted for the war wasn't allowed to, you know, sell anything to the Army. I mean, it's obvious, folks. You cannot get rich off of, but just out in the open, I mean, Dick Cheney's wife is on the board of Lockheed Martin, and he gives no-bid contracts. I mean, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And that's just open criminality. We're going to go back to Christine and Robert and Megan and everybody here in just a second. But, Dr. Baggage, it sounded like you were chomping at the bit to comment on no-bid contracts.
Yeah, you know, I worked in public procurement at one point. And, you know, and there's only a few reasons why you should go ever no-bid. And one of them is proprietary sources. Those are those sources that where somebody owns a patent, where you really have to have that company do a certain amount of work. Those are pretty limited and pretty rare. The other is under an emergency procurement when there's no other competitive bidders that are easily seen on the market. Well, neither of those cases really applied here. The fact is there are many companies that were capable of responding. When you look at who wins, it's the insiders. And, you know, we used to call it corruption, just as it is. And today, you know, they call it whatever they want to call it.
That's the thing. They're doing things that are classically illegal that politicians have gone to prison for, you know, since World War II, World War I, Vietnam. Now they just do it out in the open.
That's exactly right. I mean, even the idea of how political campaigns are fueled, you know, we call political contributions what do those contributions get you? They get you influence, access, and outcomes. Well, we used to call that bribery. You know, we've just given it a politically corrupt name under the guise of reform. And here we are institutionalizing.
Well, even 75 years ago, a politician didn't need a lot of money. The newspapers would debate who had the best ideas.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, here in Alaska, we had a U.S. Senate race, highly contested race, important for both parties. And, you know, they spent between the soft money and the hard money almost $20 million on a population of about a 200,000 people voting population in Alaska. I mean, we only have 700,000 people here, a little less than 700,000 to begin with. But those U.S. Senate races are so valuable, most of that money came from outside of our state. People that have absolutely no concern about what happens in this part of the world, but have every idea of what the value of a U.S. senator is for whatever their program is about. And that kind of blatant corruption of the political process means that the individual's ability to access that political process is directly limited.
But let's illustrate that. The so-called reform, the general public has been dumbed down to the point where they don't know that reform just means to change the form or change the structure. Reform, i.e., means something good. So we hear that we're going to reform the election process, and what, they double the amount of soft money they can give, which is actually the very corrupt, dangerous type, and then say, but 6 months before an election, in some cases 6 weeks, Alex Jones can't interview Gun Owners of America, or I can't interview Audubon, whoever I want to interview. I can't talk about politicians. I can't say who I'm for, you know, months before an election. I mean, folks, that's the First Amendment. So they frontally attack the First Amendment, meanwhile, doubling the corrupt money that can be given, and call it reform, doctor.
Yep. You know, here in Alaska, I ran for office a year and a half ago, and when I went to buy radio time, you know, which is, you know, you're paying for the time, what we were told as local candidates running in legislative races here, that we couldn't buy any of that time. It was all reserved for the statewide national candidates and statewide candidates. What that essentially did is limit us from being able to access the main medias, the mainstream medias that we needed in order to run.
Well, that's like Sidney Sheehan wanted to run her ad that's like Milk Toast going, Bush lied about WMDs, my son died. And CBS goes, you can't run your ad, you know, because they found the WMDs. These people are insane.
You know, and the fact of the matter is, when they start to constrain the political process because the national political interests, which are not the interests of the average person,
that shows they're losing control. That's a move of desperation.
Absolutely. And I think that we're going to see more of those kinds of moves, because as people wake up, the ability of these corporate interests to dictate those outcomes changes.
Now, you're answering fully the question of the last hour. Why do I have newscasts from Virginia and other areas where the police openly train to machine gun us in the streets and call us rebels? Why are there going to be rebels? I mean, how do they know they're going to create rebels?
Well, it's again, you know, they can model exactly what's happening socially. They know that once things get to a certain critical mass, leadership starts to emerge, people start to take action, And, you know, and things start to change. And that's the kind of real reform, the kind of revolutionary reform that the founding fathers anticipated, was when things got bad, people wake up and they change the form or the structure.
And it's not just our right, by the way. It's not just our right. It is our duty.
It's absolutely our obligation. And, you know, this is the price of freedom is the ability to engage and stay engaged, even at personal cost. The kinds of costs that are being racked up today.
Well, I mean, clearly the evidence points towards that killed your father. I mean, the evidence shows that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, Dad was a very, very outspoken congressional leader. He was on a plane with Hale Boggs. Incidentally, Hale was from Louisiana, from New Orleans. Boggs was a majority leader in the United States House, one of the most powerful people in the country. Both of them were radicals from the stand that they did not believe that the system should operate in the way that it was. You know, Boggs was a very strong opponent of many federal agencies, including the FBI, because of their abuses of American civil liberties even back in the 60s and 70s under the Hoover administration. He had the guts to call for Hoover's resignation on the floor of the Congress, and it wasn't but a year or so later that the plane disappeared and was officially never recovered. The fact is, political
leadership... you've already made a lot of sacrifices, is the point.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, everybody has. And, you know, mine hit really close to home when I was a young kid, and certainly had an impact on how I view the world. But I don't think you give up. You know, when you're being hit hard, you stand up and you fight back. And you do it with the right ways, not with violence, not with that kind of disruption that just gets folks in trouble and creates...
Yeah, I love these provocateurs that say, I'm bad because I won't call for armed insurrection. I don't see them involved in armed insurrection.
No, and the fact of the matter is, what that does is silence you immediately, because then there's a reason to put you in jail. And that's not what we need. We need leadership that wakes people up.
Yeah, I mean, they very well may put me in jail, but you know what? They're going to do it all the way. I'm not going to help them.
That's it. And the other part of that is, when they put you in jail, they'll be putting a lot of us in jail. At least we'll have a reunion of good people.
You know,
that's about it.
Well, I tell you, we got to get to the calls here. I mean, I'm out of control today, but you're bringing up so many good points. But I have to tell you, Dr. Baggett, just 2 years ago, cops, military I talked to weren't waking up. Now almost all of them will quietly go, yeah, you're right. We all know the truth. Yeah, we know. I mean, I'm talking senior people, low-level people.
Yep.
Are you finding that a lot of people, even in the system now, are going, oh, my God, you guys were right about all of this?
Yep, I think we're seeing more of that. And let's just hope that they have the strength and the character to stand up and do the right things when those moments come, because those moments will come in this country.
All right, Christy, to finish up, you have friends and family in Louisiana. Have you talked to them?
Yes, everyone was able to get out, but... Everybody, you know, at least 8 or 9 different families, they lost everything. And their, you know, employment is gone as well, so I don't know. But I wanted to point out it was the city governments, New Orleans and then Jefferson Parish, which is borders right there with New Orleans, they were so unprepared. They did not even have a way to communicate with their officers, not the police officers, but their city government officers and the planning commissions. And you know, they were just driving around aimlessly almost. The mayor of New Orleans did not even have a satellite phone.
I mean, 50 years ago, when we had big disasters, people knew how to respond more. I mean, nothing's ever perfect, because you had civil emergency groups. You had the government trusted the people, and you had the relationship where they could call out civil defense, or they could call out, you know, the local fire brigade or whatever. Now, They've severed that, and government's so afraid of everything that they all basically cower in fear. And, I mean, what's happened here is shameful, and you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here. The government's done a horrible job in Louisiana, and they were told they needed hundreds of millions of dollars investment, and they did not engage in that investment. And you've got to strengthen every levy, and you've got to have multiple levies. The Dutch showed that. I mean, you've got this $100 billion investment. I'm sure it's bigger, you know, New Orleans and the surrounding area. You've got this huge capital area and these millions of people. You've got a job to fortify it when the hydrologist or the hydrographers and the people are telling you that it's going to sink.
The hospitals are running out of power also. They're going to have to evacuate all the hospitals. It's bad. I don't think it'll ever be the same. I don't know.
Are you being told worse things by your family than what you hear on the news?
I can listen to the local radio. I don't know if y'all can get that or not. And I've been hearing a bunch of things that I was trying to get to on those topics.
Well, just stay there again for a second. I'll let you finish up. and then we'll get to a bunch of other calls. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Christine in Missouri, finish up the point you wanted to make.
Sure.
About your family in New Orleans.
Yes. All people in 42 states can hear WWL AM radio at nighttime on 870 AM. And they are taking callers who are trapped in their homes. Some have not had food or water since this happened.
No, I can listen to that station. Sometimes I hear Pastor David J. Smith on it.
Yeah. Well, they're doing just live coverage right now. They have a crack crew that's manning.
Well, that's the great part of talk radio is if it's on the scene, it can circumnavigate the mainstream-controlled media. And what I'm getting from our sources that we've had on, people I personally know, that are in Louisiana, in New Orleans, is that it is much worse than we're hearing. Is there?
It is absolutely much worse. What you're seeing on TV doesn't even tip the iceberg. It is terrible. I've heard the mayor of Metairie, which is right butts up right against New Orleans, he basically has talked about the trees that have fallen over, pulling up the gas lines, the water lines, the sewer lines. They already talked about all the electrical grid has to be reworked from the power plant. And how long is that going to take? And that's not even talking
about
that's
the problem with complex, compact cities and systems is that they're great to live in until there's a catastrophic failure, and then sometimes it's very hard to get it back up. Thanks for the call. Dr. Baggage, I wonder, the media normally loves to hype things and fearmonger, and they first fearmongered before Katrina hit. Then when it was hitting, they said, oh, no big deal. And then now they're going, well, it's pretty bad, but we're handling it. The government's doing a great job. Why are they minimizing? Is that to make the politicians look good? Or
I think that's part of it. And at the same time, you know, it gives, you know, think about it. As the stock markets start to get a full grip of the impact of this thing, you know, the market's going to probably take a slide, at least in a big chunk of it. You know, gives people time to get out. You know, and who gets out is the insiders, the people who already know. I mean, the satellite.
Well, you think the order came
area.
In? I mean, I totally agree. Listen, guys, tell them everything's fine while we reposition.
That's exactly it. You know, and they reposition in those stocks that are going to go up because of this disaster, building materials, raw commodities. You know, those kinds of situations. And this
the same stuff that's already jacked up because of the Iraq War.
Exactly. And then when you look at, you know, how would we get the intelligence to know what happened? I mean, the satellite images tell all, and we get those regularly at the national level. Why weren't those broadcast in the first hours after this event? Why were they held for 2 days?
Why didn't the warning go out with the tsunamis? It turns out that hours and hours before they knew, but our government didn't pass it on.
Exactly right. And, you know, the excuses are, you know, from that event was we didn't want to create panic. There was no system to disseminate information. Well, what's the excuse in this country?
Well, if they instantly put it on CNN, it would have been on the news there.
Yep, absolutely. And the fact is, the word would have spread fast. People would have had time. Things could have happened.
Well, it's on CNN when there's a 4.5 earthquake. You have a, what was it?
It was in the 8th, I believe.
I think it even went to a 9.2.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a mega quake, and CNN decides not to report.
It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, the biggest natural disaster in modern history, and it doesn't get reported as it happened.
Why do you think we had that mega quake and then all the aftershocks that were themselves huge quakes?
Well, I think, again, you know, this region of the world is pretty unstable. It always has been. You know, the one area on the whole Pacific Rim that hasn't issued a pretty good-sized quake is along the west coast of the United States, you know, off of Washington and Oregon and British Columbia. The fact is, you know, these areas have and always will have these great quakes periodically.
You're talking about the Ring of Fire.
Absolutely.
Which we're not talking about a Johnny Cash song. Why? And we don't we see like half the population of the world on the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You've got, and the west coast of the United States has a huge amount of energy pent up in the fault zones there that, you know, is expected to release. You know, and you see sort of the rumblings of that, you know, Mount St. Helens rumbling again. What people don't see is two volcanoes in Alaska that have been rumbling
but
for
months. But doesn't just
the
historical record of Italy, which isn't even near the Ring of Fire, having catastrophic problems in Rome's 500-year history, 400-year history, happen 5 or 6 times, but then the modern geologists said, don't worry, megaquakes every 1,000 years, it isn't going to happen.
And that's fundamentally wrong. I mean, in the Americas, we're going to see earthquakes periodically of that size in the middle country, in the middle of the country, in Missouri. There is a major fault zone that has been building energy for quite some time that created the Mississippi to roll backwards, you know, when it went back in the 1800s.
Changed where it was running.
That's exactly it. And you know, these things are going to happen in this country. You know, we've seen the effects of a natural disaster in the last 2 days. These happen periodically, and being prepared is the answer, and I think it falls back to the individuals. So our government is not prepared.
Well, I want to ask you, and then we'll go to the calls, I promise, folks. I want to ask you about what's happening at Yellowstone when we get back. Stay with us with Dr. Nick Baggage. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Look at this article. Hundreds dead in Baghdad stampede. More than 600 people have been killed in a stampede of Shia pilgrims in the northern Baghdad, Iraq officials say. There was a rumor that someone had a suicide bomb in the crowd, so they stampeded, and at least 600 people have been confirmed to be dead. That number could go as high as 1,000, the BBC is reporting. So 600, that's more than have died in the last year from suicide bombings, all in just the twinkling of an eye because of mob psychology. Remember old ladies in their wheelchairs getting knocked over and police being stampeded at a high school where they were selling laptops for $50 a piece. I mean, mob psychology is so scary, and the government, the manipulators, use that to control us with events like 9/11. Giving up your freedom, being part of a mob mentality, never gives you safety. It's that same theme Dr. Beggs has been talking about for the last hour and a half with us is rugged individualism. I want to get his comment on Yellowstone, but first, before we do that and then go to some calls, tell folks about your new videos and new book.
Yeah, the videos we have out, we have two new ones, one called Technologies for the 21st Century. The other one is called Mind Control. They're available on our website. Both of them with complimentary CD-ROMs for documents that go with them are $35. You can get them, both of them, for that price at earthpulse.com or by dialing toll-free 888-690-9000. 1277. And the books we have out are Earth Rising and Earth Rising 2. We still, of course, have our classic Angels Don't Play This Harp available as well.
And I want to briefly talk a little bit about the harp system. Let's go to a few of these callers, then we'll get into Yellowstone.
Okay.
Robert in Colorado, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Alexander. Thanks for taking my call. I wonder why I couldn't get through last week, and now I know you're on vacation. I hope you enjoyed your time off.
I haven't ever had a vacation. I mean, more than 2 days, and I took the whole week off.
Cool. You deserve it, man. I want to go off topic a little bit, if I could, sir, real quick. One argument people have in favor of illegal immigration is that it's a form of cheap labor, and they perform jobs that we...
Yeah, it drives down wages and displaces everybody else. It's horrible.
It's an easy argument to break, but one point I have a problem with is, for example, Alexander Jones would never squat in a tomato patch for $5 a day. What's your rebuttal to that argument?
Well, number one, that's not true, okay? And, you know, we hear that that Alexander Jones or Dr. Dick Begich will not work in a tomato patch. Well, if they put 10, 15 cents per tomato on it, we would then all have the money to buy that. You see, look, I can't get into an economic treatise here, but I've read a lot of, different schools of economics, and most of them have been bought off and paid for. But we get the economy we want. We get the food we demand. When we all go, oh, well, I'm eating the lowest common denominator of GM food because I get it cheap. No, that's a fraud. That's all you're going to get, be able to get, and that's a centralized system that's actually going to jack up prices over time. So we've always had people that want to go out and pick tomatoes, and also we've always had migrant populations that wanted to do it. That's fine. They're a very small part of the 30 million illegal aliens, or probably 5 million of the illegal aliens that are in this country. You want to let 5 million in to do it? Fine. They're not doing that. They're taking all the jobs, and again, I'm not against these people individually. The corporations openly have said they want to drive down our wages to get control, to make us all third world, and in a way that will solve the illegal immigration problem, because then they won't want to come here because we're going to be third world as well. So it's being used as an economic weapon by the elite to basically beat the population over the head and change the economic structure. Ultra-rich elites, and thanks for the call, Robert, your phone's cutting out, they always attack the middle class, and they will use the enslaved, impoverished, feudal class to do that whenever they're threatened. Dr. Begich?
This is has been going on forever. You know, it was Henry Ford that figured out if you pay your people enough money, they might actually buy the stuff they're making. And, you know, when you look at, the cost of agriculture production, we used to do it with slaves. We decided that wasn't a good idea. But it was basically an economic issue. The idea of a slave-driven economy of the 17 and 1800s, what's the difference today? I mean, we put a few dollars attached to it, but people live in essentially the same kind of conditions. Is this the right thing? I think immigration labor, migrant workers, have been around. They are going to be around forever. But citizenship is a whole other thing, and the idea of boosting average earnings, which have not been boosting, they've been going the opposite direction. The so-called global economy is basically bringing everyone into that same position of being a migrant worker. Here in Alaska, we have certain rights and privileges that you don't get in the rest of the country. Once a year, I do what's called subsistence fishing, where I go out with nets and I, nail down about 600 pounds of Alaska salmon each year to carry my family through the winter. And it's more of a tradition than a requirement. But, it used to be in this country that the average person grew most of their own food, produced most of their own means to sustain themselves. That isn't happening today. It makes us even more vulnerable to a more directed and controlled society.
And that also destroys community. It's fun to get together with your neighbors and engage in agricultural behaviors. We're designed
absolutely
to do it. Folks, if you ever did it, it's very addicting. I know that you work with the native tribes there.
Yep.
I mean, is that not very fulfilling?
Absolutely. It's a great thing. You're with people, you're doing something that's productive, you're receiving the benefits of what the earth can produce in a very direct and meaningful way. I think it brings you back into focus in a lot of ways about what is really important in life, and it's about community, it's about people, it's about family, it's things traditional people and throughout the world remember and participate in. And as we urbanize, we quickly forget, and then we become dependent upon systems that we have absolutely very little, if any, control over.
And the corporate-controlled government, and I have their textbooks, actively attacks the family.
Absolutely. And this idea of independence in agriculture, independence in energy, I mean, think back. I mean, 100 years ago, people were pretty self-sufficient. You know, that isn't here today. Even back in the 60s, tradespeople could make a good living, could figure on owning their home. Both people weren't required to work within a household. People had the expectation and could do, put their kids through school, put their kids through college, and retire. You know, you cannot do that today. The American dream.
I know, and people keep trying to have that, so they're working an average of 2.4 jobs.
Right.
And just doing you got to have the trinkets. Instead of spending time with your children so they're not owned by the government, they're mine, you've got to work extra to buy them both iPods. I mean, who cares?
And it's not important. In the end of the day, you know, we've got friends that have kind of gone off the grid up here, and actually, their quality of life improved. I mean, they don't have the things that the urban folks think are important, but when you look at quality of life and the stress levels that get reduced, it is phenomenal. You know, the fact is, we don't need every new gadget that comes along. If we put a little more effort into our households and a little less demand in our working, yeah, there's some things that we can do. And realizing that people on the bottom end of the economic scale can't make those decisions, that's where
the point is, there's nothing wrong with gadgets and things, but when you hold that up as numero uno, that is a literal idol. It's a type of control.
Absolutely.
I mean, they lead us around like a donkey with a carrot in front of it. I mean, people will do. I mean, I see these poor families. You know, they got to have the Michael Jordan $200 sneakers. I mean, it
makes no sense at all. I mean, it just doesn't make sense at all.
Instead of investing that or getting involved, or they're just so unhappy. Madison Avenue is a master at creating the perception that we can't be happy without their fad. And with that then comes all the control. Folks, it's mind control.
Absolutely. When you look at what's happening even in, look at the media. What are the most things that are promoted on media? They're promoting, first of all, fear. Look at the pharmaceutical ads. Even deodorant ads are about fear, ultimately. I mean, you might smell bad. You know? I mean, all these things play on people's fears and weaknesses and then try and create solutions for what they create as the problems. I mean, and when you look at it, you know, what do they do in advertising pharmaceuticals? What average person is going to have a clue about what those pharmaceuticals are going to do?
It doesn't even say what it is. It's just you're going to be good looking and jump around on mountaintops if you take Stragonium 12. By the way, it'll cause you to have seizures and die, but it's wonderful and you got to have it.
Yeah, exactly. And this, you know, what has that done? It's driven the price of pharmaceuticals up in the country, placing them out of the reach of a lot of people.
And again, the globalists see us as like their energy source. We have to pay quadruple what anybody else pays. We pay for development of it.
That's exactly
right.
We
literally, folks, are the energy source of the globalist.
Absolutely. And they tax the productive power of this country's people in a way that most of us just kind of drift through and don't pay much attention to. But then when you try and get around those systems, they start shutting down the Canadian border, you know, for pharmaceuticals. We got elders going across on buses, and they want to shut that down. You know, the fact of the matter is we have a controlled economy that is benefiting the rich and the multinationals at the expense of the average.
I mean, how is that free market, free trade, that you can't buy drugs where you want?
Yeah, it's not free. It's the only freedom in free trade is free for profiteers to make as much as they can at the expense of the public. That's
and again, folks, robbing a bank isn't free market. I love these people. Oh, Alex is against the free market. He's saying these corporations own documents, own admissions, say we are predatory. We wage war against these indigenous populations. That means us. They go pay off a politician to pay them a bunch of corporate welfare. That is the opposite of free market. Let's go to Megan in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. I really appreciate it. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks a lot. I have I'll just get to the one thing instead of everything else I thought of. Do either of you know about the Pentagon report that was written last year, supposedly for the president, about global warming? And the thing that bothered me about reading it was not so much that whether global warming is man-made or natural, but their whole idea is that this would be the phraseology was that it would be worse for our country than any terrorist attack could ever be, that it would impact the economy and So, like, watching what's going on.
Well, you have to understand, they stick with that word global warming, that term, because they've got energy taxes and world government they're going to set up off a crisis. So, again, I'm not saying that there aren't climate changes. The evidence is there clearly is. But as
right.
Dr. Begich said, it's cooling here, heating there.
Right. I just see the way that the whole report, you can find it on the DOD website.
Well, regardless, there are crises coming. There are crises that are here.
Right, and they're using it as this is a perfect little practice run of how to... I'm pretty scared a little bit about, you know, how this is going to domino across the country. I mean, you said you're reading something about in Atlanta. They're already saying, well, there's not going to be gas in Atlanta this weekend. You know,
and again, that's the oil companies. Look at the neocons. It's all neocons saying this. Jeb Bush started all this. Dr. Begich?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is, again, you know, it really places the individual in this panic mode. And let me tell you something, as a person that understands what happens in human physiology, when you're in panic or fear...
You shift into primitive brain function.
That's exactly right. If you look at EEGs and you look at what the brain is doing, you are not capable of making the kinds of intellectual decisions that you make when you're exhibiting the higher emotions of compassion, consideration, of confidence. Those are the things that we need in times of crisis, not panic. And the key element in all of this is... not to succumb to fear, but to recognize that these things are coming. We are not
recognize there's a threat and take action. That's empowering.
Right.
I mean, I was in Crawford, and there were these full-grown men who thought they were conservatives, and they were like, they're going to come over here and get me if I don't do what Bush says. Take my rights away. They're going to get me. I mean, Americans have never behaved like that, just groveling in fear, worshiping their government. I mean, what happened to these people?
You know, we have the most extreme example here in Alaska. We have Senator Stevens, who was the chair of appropriations. He's the king of pork. He's brought in more money than anyone in the history of this state. And yet he has made statements that in any other state they would have hung him if he didn't have this seniority. But it's about the money. It's about what the guy brings in. He challenged individuals here, cost people jobs. He's a tyrant. And yet... you know, he's tolerated as a tyrant. There's no room for tyranny within a democratic republic. There's only room for service in public life. And these politicians who have forgotten
hit the nail on the head, Dr. Begich. 20 years ago, they were all called servants. Now it's officials, authorities. We're civilians. You're only a civilian, folks, in martial law. Your mayor calls you a civilian in martial law.
That's exactly right. I mean, my younger brother is mayor of Anchorage, which is the biggest city in the state. It's half the population. And I can tell you, you know, things are changing. And the idea of political change still being possible, I think that is possible at the local level. But even at the local level, as I said, there's a lot of forces that get in the way. And those forces need to be taken away. You know, here in Alaska, we still have initiative processes, ways for the public to weigh in. And people do periodically weigh in.
And the globalists are trying to close those doors. We need to use them and widen those doors.
Absolutely. In fact, even here, we've had multinational oil companies, which have a big say in Alaskan politics, trying to shut those doors because of potential public interest litigants. I filed an antitrust suit with two other prominent Alaskans back when Atlantic Richfield was going to sell out and cause a monopoly by British Petroleum on Alaskan oil. You know, the fact is we were able to file a public interest litigation in advance of the western states eventually getting injunctions. But the fact of the matter is individuals could do that here, and we could do that here as public interest litigants.
And they can't stop us all. They can't defeat all of us. Megan, quickly, anything else?
Yeah, just one other thing. I just want to say that the hardest job but the best job I ever had was fishing for halibut up in Alaska.
That's great.
It's a beautiful, one of the most beautiful places in our country.
It is, indeed.
Thank you, Megan. You know, I mean, I'm just going to say this right here. All over the country, we're seeing good things happen. But believe me, you're not going to hear, I used to say Peter Jennings, but he's dead now. You're not going to hear Brian Williams up there telling you about the good things that are going to happen. It's about how you don't have power, how you're pathetic, but how the government's going to save you. And what is the government? It's a bought and paid for instrument of these corrupt corporate interests. And, I mean, Dr. Begich, looking at this, when we finally get down to brass tacks with the New World Order, so many people that have been in denial in the power structure at mid-levels who aren't truly evil but have just been deluded, who've been rationalizing, they're now having to really make those decisions. And I think therein is one of the really big Achilles heels for these parasites.
That I think is true. You know, and when you look around around the country, again, people are waking up to a certain degree. Again, it's a lot of information doesn't migrate. You know, the wire services. You know, one of the biggest issues in climate change that hasn't even been addressed is, you know, we're having a major meltdown in the Arctic, and what that does is there is an ice cap that goes across Siberia, Alaska, Canada, the northern regions, that actually has suppressed the release of naturally decaying substances that release methane into the environment. Well, that methane gas, because of temperature changes in our part of the world, are being released at huge, huge levels.
Which you're talking about tens of thousands of years of animal dung.
Exactly. And now it's coming, you know, now it's finally decaying. I mean, there's 30, 40,000-year-old carcasses now decaying in the Arctic that have been frozen for that many years. And this is all of this is going to have a huge, huge roll-up impact. It is already being felt in our region. It's accelerating.
We'll be right back. We got a break. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Bagachon, we got to get him back on in the near future. We're going to go to him in a second. But just look at the news here. FBI library records probe hits home. Patriot Act defense and homeless transit case gets boost from the feds. Oh, yes, homeless people can be arrested under the Patriot Act. See, everything's terror, folks. Britain uses hate law to ban animal rights campaigner who doesn't even call for violence. Again, folks, I don't like you know, the general animal rights crowd. I don't agree with them, but again, banning them. You can't travel to England. Very interesting. Dumping of U.S. dollar could trigger economic September 11th. No, Alex Jones didn't write that. The Australian did, one of the major papers of Australia. Here's another one. eBay drop-off store owners arrested over fingerprinting dispute. I have friends that have these businesses here locally, and they, when you go in to sell your stuff, you got to be fingerprinted. Again, training you to be fingerprinted to buy and sell. Folks, I have a stack of these articles. Dr. Baggage, here's another one. Reuters cameraman to be held in Abu Ghraib. They already killed one of them, injured him, and they aren't apologizing. They're not saying he did anything wrong, but they're going to question the wounded guy in the torture camp, and I'm sure after they torture him, he'll say that that they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, you know, this idea of IDing folks in this way, biometrics is what they're calling this, you know, whether using fingerprints or iris scans. Ultimately, you know, the idea of implant technologies is where we see it going, and it is going to control your ability to buy and sell.
What did you think when you heard Tommy Thompson's going to travel the country telling school kids to take chips?
You know, they've already been pushing for this. I mean, you know, before 9/11, nobody would tolerate it. But since 9/11, the very same companies that evolved this technology are now talking about it first for prisoners, for children to protect them, for political leadership to protect them. Again, using fear as the motivation, elders who are losing mental faculties. But eventually, it's everyone. And you know, even papers like The Revolution, Military Affairs, and Conflict Short of War, produced by the U.S. Army War College, talks about this technology for business travelers. The reality is the biggest problem in the country that's being focused on for economics affecting credit card companies is identity theft. The solution for identity theft is positive ID. And
exactly.
That's
and I've researched it. It's the companies predominantly selling data packages that are causing it. They've caused the problem, and then now they're giving us a solution that has nothing to do with it.
Absolutely.
Jason in Maryland, go ahead quickly. Go ahead, Jason.
I wanted to know if the national ID card is a law yet and where we stand on the Patriot Act
yes.
2, how close that is to Patriot Act 2.
Patriot Act 2 is very close. Lord Gonzalez is pushing it, who says the government's above the law. And they did pass Real ID Act about 6 months ago, and they're attempting to enforce it at the state level. Comments, Dr. Baggage, quickly?
Yeah, the driver's licenses are the first attack to sort of nationalize those, you know, in terms of formatting. But national ID is going to be the big push. It's going to be predicated on the idea of terrorism, illegal immigration, whatever excuses they can use to generate fear for people to give up their civil liberties. And I say don't give them up. Fight for them. Do the things that an infused public can do.
Thank you, Jason. Quickly, Jim in Texas, you got 45 seconds.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to give you guys a real quick info. You both don't believe that the hurricane was, somebody did something with it, because if you take a look at the satellite photos at Franklin Speaking Radio and click on the weather control, you can clearly see a circle, a rectangle and a pentagon in the middle of
the thanks for the call. Don't ever expect me to promote that type of trash. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, I want to thank you, Dr. Baggage, for coming on the show.
Hey, always a pleasure.
God bless you, my friend. And give us that website again.
It's earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for the great work you've done. And we got to get you back on to talk about real weather modification in the near future.
Looking forward to it.
God bless you all, folks. Have a great day.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.